Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I've just been so focused on, you know, the Vikings-Steelers game and so many great matchups at, in college football tomorrow. You got Ravens-Chiefs on Sunday. I think you got, what, Packers-Cowboys this weekend as well. So many good matchups. I totally forgot that the Ryder Cup starts today. This Ryder Cup update is brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. The opening foursome session tees off at 7:10 a.m. with the afternoon four-ball session to follow. Wow, Ryder Cup. That's Pat Bostic's favorite event that he's ever experienced in person. I should say that. Ryder Cup is a lot of fun. Can't wait to throw that on the TV if it is on. But right now, joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by, let's see here. Let's see if I can find it. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, is Jason Mackey. He's in Ireland right now. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Doran. Great to talk to you, my friend.
Great to talk to you as well, man. So what's going on? How's your trip been so far, and what's the atmosphere like in Dublin? Have the people been nice and engaging and inviting, and have you had yourself some Guinness, some good food? What's been going on, man?
I don't know what my pint count is, but it's respectable. I've had a time. I've had a good time. I'm not rolling on the streets drunk or anything, but I've just, you know, I've enjoyed myself. The vibe here is awesome, man. What a great city. It's my first time, and what has happened around here is just really special. How much Dublin has embraced this. There's a whole bunch of Yinzers over here. There's a whole bunch of Vikings fans over here, too. I was telling Pony last night, like, it's surprising to me, frankly, how many Vikings fans are here. But I am talking to you right now from a place called the Carton House, which is just a ridiculously beautiful hotel. It's where the Steelers are staying. They're doing media and practicing here in a little bit. There are two golf courses. It's like an 1,100-acre property in rural Ireland. It's just magnificent. So the vibe around Dublin's really cool. I've been in the city a couple times. It's my second time over at Carton House. And just, you know, hats off to the Irish people and how much they've embraced this. It's been awesome.
Has there been a lot of former Steelers players there, or have you seen a lot of former Vikings players? Is this kind of like a all-in type deal where, you know, all-time Steeler greats are going to show up and be a part of this event?
Yeah, so I rode a bus up to Northern Ireland yesterday with Jerome Bettis. I rode a bus with the bus. I should have done something more with that. And Ike Taylor, they're both here. I believe Kiesel's over here. Carnell Lake, Mark Bruner, Ben Roethlisberger, James Ferrier, they're all scheduled to do stuff. And I'm probably leaving people out. But, yeah, there's Marquise Pouncey is here. Max Starks has, like, been all over the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland handing out terrible towels. And I'm sure it's the same for the Vikings, Doran. I haven't followed that as closely. But, yeah, I mean, this is kind of, you know, the NFL's trying to push this. The teams are trying to push this. You know, obviously there's a vested interest among the Steelers because the Rooneys and the natural ties to Ireland. But, they've made some really good inroads here. And I think, you know, you look up in London and there's obviously more of an established footprint, but what they've been able to do in Ireland is quite impressive.
We're talking to Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. Jason, okay, so we got the vibe and the atmosphere kind of feel of what's going on in Ireland right now. What do you think the vibe is around the actual game? Like, how do you think the Steelers will come out? How do you think the Steelers will fare in this game against the Minnesota Vikings? They're getting back Jordan Addison, one of their wide receiver threats. They obviously have one of the best wide receivers in the game in Justin Jefferson. J.J. McCarthy is out. Carson Wentz is in. He could play a lot of football. T.J. Hockenson's a good tight end. The Steelers have issues there. What's your vibe right now around the Steelers' chances of winning this football game Sunday morning?
Concerning, frankly. Concerning with the Vikings offense, and if it looks like it did last week with Carson Wentz. Can he replicate that? I don't know. I think a lot of Kevin O'Connell, and what sort of game plan he's going to be able to come up with. It was interesting, and I know it's a different side of the ball, but he's just the first and only player who's talked to us so far. But that was a topic of conversation with Calvin Austin literally just like 5-10 minutes ago here at the Carton House door, and talking about like compartmentalizing the trip, getting over here, excitement, navigating jet lag, but also turning around and playing a football game and getting in the right frame of mind. That's an interesting thing with them right now. And you know this, like this is a great trip and it's important, but it's also important because like they need to play well. They need to beat a difficult team. They need to beat a team that's getting a very big weapon back. And defensively, you know, they've had a lot of success shutting down the pass, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, there's a lot at stake for the Steelers here. And you know, there's also a lot of like outside noise attached to it and some distractions, but they need to focus and play football.
One, do you think Deshaun Elliott will play in this game Sunday? And two, if he does play, do you think some of the communication issues will be alleviated with him being back in the back end and him being a guy that is really the only staple outside of Joey Porter Jr., who we know is probably not going to play, being a part of this defense last year and kind of knowing the ins and outs of this defense? Do you think he has an effect on the communication, and do you think he will play?
All right, let me tackle the first part first. And yes, I think there will be a significant impact on the communication. I think, you know, my own read is that Minka Fitzpatrick is probably more a negative than a positive when it came to the communication. Deshaun Elliott communicates. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Elliott is very good at that sort of stuff. Very cerebral player. I mean, a physical player too, but I think he definitely aids in the communication. Does he play this week? I have my doubts, Doran. I don't see the point in it. Like, I understand it's a 17-game season, and everyone's important and all this stuff, but, like, you're going to Ireland. You've got the bye week staring at you. It's not like a no questions asked, like, he's back, whatever. You know, to me, it's not the situation to rush it. At the same time, if he goes out and practices here in a couple of hours and he's flying around and feels great, I'm probably not going to stand in the way. But like as I sit here right now and answer that question, I would lean more toward no, he doesn't play, and I don't see the point. I would just hold him out until after the bye.
Do you feel like Brian Flores is going to throw the kitchen sink at the Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you think that he has the advantage going into this game, coaching-wise, knowing the Pittsburgh Steelers, knowing Mike Tomlin? I know he was here a couple years ago, so some regimes and things have changed, but do you think he has the coaching advantage going into this game over Tomlin, Arthur Smith?
That was an interesting one, and I was pondering that because, I mean, I can certainly understand that reasoning, you know, and I think Brian Flores is a tremendous defensive coordinator, and yes, he's probably going to throw the kitchen sink at the Steelers and, you know, try to screw them up with some blitzes and be aggressive as he should, given their offensive line problems and the age of their quarterback and his mobility and all of that stuff. So maybe he has the advantage. The only thing I would counter with is Brian Flores isn't going to throw anything at Aaron Rodgers he hasn't seen. Mm-hmm. You know, and if there's one thing I like about having Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers, I mean, it's his ability to decipher that sort of stuff and counteract it. So, I mean, I look at what Brian Flores is trying to do, and you would think that Aaron Rodgers has a pretty good beat on it and, you know, throw into the blitz, throw into the pressure, find a running back, find a tight end. Like, it might be a perfect game plan for what the Steelers are trying to do. If you're trying to go check downs, if you're not trying to chuck it deep, I would like to see them throw downfield more, don't get me wrong, but I would hope that Aaron Rodgers has them in a situation that they're not going to get completely outsmarted.
Ben Roethlisberger somewhat crushed Broderick Jones on his podcast a couple days ago. Do you think, Jason, that if Broderick Jones has another rough outing this Sunday, that during the bye week they make a change at tackle? Do you think they'll give him even more time to try to figure it out?
I mean, I don't see how you'd – like, I don't want to answer double negative. Like, yes, I think you have to make a change. Like, if I took what happened last week, Doran, as progress, as some level of progress. Like, Broderick Jones showed me against the Patriots that he at least has a pulse. But if he gets beat up and down on Sunday, I'm looking at 3 or 4 where this guy's been putrid. Like, I'm not going to stand around and let that happen. I think we were on talking about this last week. Like, that is your commodity. Your commodity, your ticket here to anything relevant is a 41-year-old quarterback who doesn't move particularly well. Like, how do you pair that with a bad left tackle and just let it go? I don't. So, I mean, if he has a very bad game, if he completely flops, I don't see how you don't. And I can't imagine, you know, with what Mike Tomlin has done at middle linebacker, swapping out Peyton Wilson for Cole Holcomb in run situations, the absolute right call. I can't imagine he's going to just sort of sit idly by and let this go down.
Is it concerning to you the underutilization of the tight ends and thinking that they were going to be, you know, one of the focal points of this offense this season? Is it concerning to you that they haven't produced basically anything this far?
Yes. Yes. And you and I have talked about this too. Like, Jonnu Smith is a better and more advanced player than what they're giving him. Like, I thought he was going to be outside and use creative ways and a downfield threat and all this stuff. And I don't think they've reached that level. I don't think they've reached anywhere close to it. They're not involving those guys enough. Like, the volume's not there. The creativity's not there. I like the Darnell Washington in the red zone. But that's kind of it. No, I don't think they've utilized them appropriately. I understand there's some extenuating circumstances, but that's one of the things I'm looking at Sunday, man. Show me Jonnu Smith and show me the type of player the Steelers thought they were getting. And I don't think it's all his fault. Like, I think it's shared blame probably, like most things are, but I'd like to see him used a little bit differently and more aggressively.
Jason, give us your prediction and a player of the game.
I'm going to go Steelers win, but barely. I'm going to go 24-21. Player of the game is Aaron Rodgers, who carries them with some of the stuff that I was saying and kind of gets them out of some soup and leads them to a win.
Nice. Well, Jason, thank you. I hope you're enjoying your time and enjoy the rest of your time in Ireland. We'll talk to you next week.
How's Crowley, by the way? He has ghosted me. What, is he alive?
I think so. I mean, I thought that you would have seen him by now. You haven't seen him?
I know. I haven't seen him. Wow. I've not seen one Adam Crowley.
Well, he's supposed to call in about 15 minutes, so hopefully he's alive.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Have a good one, Doran. I'll talk to you, man.
Thank you. That Steelers Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That was Jason Mackey. I'm kind of with, like, I don't have a good feeling about this game for the Steelers right now, but there's a part of me that feels like the Steelers are going to pull it out, and it's not going to look pretty, kind of like last game. I think they're going to create some turnovers or just enough turnovers to maybe get the win. If they do, I think it is very significant for what we're going to talk about next. If they get this win, it is very, very significant part of their football season. We'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie O. Football and Mark Abali are bringing the flavor of Ireland to Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday. Kegs and eggs, live bagpiper, and samples from Dubliner Whiskey and Fire Whistle Red Irish Ale. The doors open at 8 a.m. at Shiloh Plate and Pour, and drinks will be flowing. Cheer on the black and gold at Shiloh Plate and Pour Sunday starting at 8 a.m. with 93.7 The Fan. Kalis, you should go to that.
Maybe.
That sounds like a good deal. We were talking about tailgating for the game, yesterday? And Donnie O Football, they changed his name to O Football, and Mark Abali will be there. Kegs and eggs, you can have you don't really like beer, but you can have a fruity drink as we were talking yesterday, and eat and hang out.
For the record, it's not that I don't like beer. It's just beer doesn't seem appetizing.
Well, that's because you're young. 7 a.m. Your palate isn't there yet. It's not there yet. It will get there at some point. Beer always sounds appetizing. You're trying to tell me that you couldn't have a beer right now and you wouldn't be happy?
I mean, I would drink one. It just doesn't seem as appetizing as like something like a spiked juice.
Oh, spiked juice.
Like if I'm trying to get the breakfast feel, I don't think beer. I think put a little vodka in the put a little something in the orange juice. You know, that's
you like eggs?
Yeah.
Scrambled?
Yes.
Is that your favorite way?
Yes.
Do you know how to make eggs?
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I learned how to make eggs on a spring training trip with Waynesburg University.
Oh, wow.
Went down to Florida, and they taught me. They're like, Kalish, you need to learn how to cook. Eggs are simple.
They're very easy. Very easy.
Just give them a little pound, ground a pound. Crack them, ground a pound, let them sizzle. Yeah.
What else can you cook? You cook, spaghetti?
Right? No.
No, you can't.
I feel steak? Like I could learn, though.
You make a steak on a grill?
I never have, but if it's anything like burgers, I'm sure I could try.
Well, it's a little bit different.
Told you, grilling's my favorite. I've gotten better at pancakes over the years.
That's pretty difficult to make them actually, circular.
Well, I do struggle with that part.
Yeah,
shapes.
That's tough.
Yeah.
What have you grilled? If you love grilling, what have you grilled outside
burgers,
of burgers?
Hot dogs.
And dogs, yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Never grilled chicken?
No.
Yeah.
I did grow my sister a salmon once, though. She's a pescatarian. She doesn't eat the traditional meats, only fish and seafood. So I think I grilled her a fish once, and I grilled her one of those fake burgers, you know, the ones that aren't actually meat. Veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers, yeah.
They taste terrible.
They do.
But she likes them. She'll eat them. So I have done that before.
Do you like fish?
No.
Not at all?
Not a seafood guy, no.
You don't like you don't like shrimp?
I'll eat it, but I don't.
You don't like it.
I won't order it on my own. No. Man. Or cook it on my own.
Man. Seafood's good. Shrimp man. Shrimp man's going to join us next.
Shrimp man versus caffeine Kalish.
Shrimp man's going to join us next. If he remembers.
I texted him the video link. He said, let's do phone for this one. He doesn't want to go on video.
Yeah, because he's probably all swollen from drinking all night.
Well, it's the afternoon there now.
That is true.
I mean, what is he doing?
He's probably out somewhere. That would be perfect. Like, if he's out. See, that's ridiculous. Tell him we said that he has to do video because we want to see.
I'm going to say you said we're going to do video to give it more authority.
Yes. Like, I want to see what's going on. I want to see where he's at. What if he's at a pub somewhere? I want to see the vibe.
We want to know where you are. I'm texting him right now.
Like, I have FOMO right now. So many people there. We're going to have Chris Carter on. He's there. Him and Mac Starks, the only black people there. It's crazy.
Mac even almost came on, but then his internet crapped out.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Wi-Fi. Well, that's not good because Crowley's supposed to come on with us on Monday, the whole show.
Well, Mackie just froze, but then I panicked, and I'm like, I'll just get him on the phone.
All right. I said earlier, well, first, Fantech Sign brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I said earlier that if the Steelers win this game, it is very, very significant to their season. And the reason why I say that is because you always want to go into a bye week after a win. And especially if you're 3-1. If you go into a bye week at 3-1, it alleviates some of the pressure of the schedule. And I've said this multiple times, like as much as we want to dunk on the Baltimore Ravens for their losing record right now, they have played two Super Bowl contenders. They played two Super Bowl contenders in the beginning of the season. The Steelers are going to face those two Super Bowl contenders, the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills, at the almost prime time of the football season where everybody is clicking on all cylinders. And those teams are explosive. Explosive. So you want to get these games underneath your belt if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers so you can go into the bye week and then you can really do your self-scouting. Because this is as important of a season that it has been in a long time to really self-scout if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, we said that we didn't like the bye week, a lot of us, whenever the schedule did come out for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, it's too early. You know, this, this, and that. you know, they're relatively healthy right now, and if you can get out of this game healthy and you can get out of this game with a win, you can focus all your efforts on the self-scouts part. Sorry. And that is very crucial for the Steelers because they have a lot of internal issues that can be fixed, but it's going to take a lot, but they can be fixed. The running game, the protections, keeping Aaron Rodgers upright, the deep shots that haven't been there because you don't have a run game, and you do have to keep tight ends in to protect a little bit more than you thought. The defensive communication issues, getting healthy for guys who have the bumps and bruises like Joey Porter Jr. Maybe Deshaun Elliott doesn't play. You give him an extra week. You get Derek Harmon a little bit more reps in this game as he was on a pitch count last game after his injury. You get him even more healthier so he can hit the ground running after the bye week to really attack this season. But everything is a lot more breathable if you head into a bye week in the NFL with a win, and especially with a record at 3-1. You come out of the bye week, I believe, I don't have the schedule in front of me. You have, I think, the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns, or you know, vice versa. Two teams who, one team plays very good defense, one of the top defenses in the league, so that's going to be a tough task. But you have two teams that really have a quarterback situation that's kind of, whatever. Cincinnati Bengals, I don't think that they're going to bounce back at all with Jake Browning. Joe Flacco could beat you. So it is very crucial for the self-scouting aspect of the Pittsburgh Steelers during the bye week next week, but also coming off of a win in a different country against a good football team. Wins are great. I will always take a win, and even if it is ugly, trust me, wins are so important, they're so great. But wins are even better whenever you beat good football teams, because that is a test to your team. That is the barometer to your team of how you compare yourself, how you stack up, how you measure up to other teams that are legit. This isn't like a world beater team that they're playing. This is a playoff team. This is an explosive team. It's a young football team. You got to beat good teams so you kind of have your bar set at a certain height so you know where you're at. This is a test for yourself. You can beat the New England Patriots, and like I said, they're good wins are good wins. But whenever you beat good teams, it's even better wins. And especially if you're heading into a bye week the following week and you could do all self-scouting and not have to worry about anything else. So it's very important for the Steelers to obviously get this win. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's whatever it looks like. If it says the Steelers W in the columns at the end of the day, that's fine with me out of this football game. Coming up next, Adam Crowley. He joins the Fan Morning Show. And he is live in Ireland right now. It is the afternoon in Ireland. He doesn't want to come on the video screen. I don't know why, because we want to see the atmosphere in Ireland, but he will finally join us. We'll catch up with him. Crowley in Ireland is brought to you by Generator Supercenter of Pittsburgh, the standby power people. So we'll hear from Adam Crowley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Doran here with you. Nicholas Harry Callis is here with you. And guess who else is here? Adam Crowley. Adam, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Top of the morning to you, lads. How are we doing?
We're doing great. Maybe we have a little bit of FOMO There's a lot of people that we know that are in Ireland right now, like yourself. So give us a vibe check, man. Like, how's it been? How was the flight? How's the Guinness been tasting and flowing? How's the food been? How's the experience been for you, Adam?
Well, the flight was great. Both flights, I'm a huge favorite. But the Guinness has been flowing. Right now, we're in Dalkey, just a town right by Dublin, like a 20-25 minute train ride away. And it's, I mean, it's beautiful. Actually, other celebrities, because it's fairly similar to the Amalfi Coast. But yes, the Guinness.
Castle,
I'm going to call him back.
Yep. All right, we're going to try to call Crowley back. He's obviously breaking up. And
hey, call me back.
Hey, call me back. You're on air. Oh. You're on air. Oh, man. At least he got some sleep. Like, you know, that's the thing, too. Whenever you're on a vacation or you're away, and especially for us getting up so early in the morning, and listen, we're talking about sports, so I'm not saying that this is a very tough job, and there's a lot more tougher jobs out there, and for you people having to get up, it's tough for you as well, but maybe Crowley got some sleep. Crowley, we can have you again.
Hi.
Are you good? All right. So go ahead. So what's the atmosphere been like, and how's your experience been?
Oh, it's been wonderful. A lot of Guinness, a lot of Steelers. I think, and I would agree with this, that Steelers fans seem to be outnumbering Vikings fans like 10-1. It's going to be a Steelers home game on Sunday. Operated with NFL stuff. It's really cool, and it seems like everybody, all the locals in Dublin, seem to be pretty excited.
He keeps breaking up again. Callis, you just want to drop him? Tell him to try to fix the issue. I don't know if it's if it's on that end or our end, probably at that end, but we'll drop Crowley right now. That's unfortunate. That makes me upset. It makes me very upset because I know that he's looking for or was looking forward to this trip. And it seemed like Jason Mackey had great service. So, oh, man. I wonder who Crowley has ran into and hung out with and had beers with. I do wonder that because he hasn't run into Jason Mackey at all. I wonder if he's had a beer with Jerome Bettis. I wonder if he's had a beer with Chris Carter, maybe, who's going to join us at 8. If Chris Carter's connection's good, then this is all on Crowley.
Well, Mackey's phone was fine, it seemed like.
Right.
Crowley said he's going to try his wife's phone. So she's going to... he's going to call us on there. He wants to do this. He's very motivated. I'm fine skipping him.
I'm just worried about, because we have a whole show planned on Monday, how's it going to work if he's breaking up already?
So he's going to have a laptop in his place of residence, wherever he's staying, and he's going to do the show from there, and it'll be fine that way. Laptops are more stable with the video call, so that should be fine. It's just wherever he is right now, signal's no good for video or for audio.
If the first thing, what would the first thing you would do whenever you touched down in Ireland if you were on that flight with Crowley? I mean, not with Crowley, but if like you were like, hey, I get to pick one thing to do, what would it be?
I'd go drinking immediately.
Yeah.
It's Ireland, I mean.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yep.
We're not getting any phone call. Oh, here we go. We got one.
Let's see if it works this time. Let's see if it works this time, Crowley. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm using my sister-in-law's phone now. Her phone company, I think, is better than the one that I use. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it sounds a lot better.
Oh, terrific. She's a doctor, so that's why she can afford the expensive phone. Yeah, there's Steelers fans coming out the wazoo. Right now we're in a coastal town called Dalkey, not too far from Dublin. It was about a 25-minute train ride, and the city of Dublin itself is just head to toe, wall to wall, Steelers, Vikings, NFL stuff. And let me tell you guys something. The number of Steelers fans dwarfs the number of Vikings fans. At least, what is it, Thursday? I mean,
really?
Through this point in the week, there are so many Steelers fans here. And we've seen Vikings fans like
interspersed, but it's definitely looking like it's going to be a Steelers home game on Sunday.
What's your vibe? Now, you got the vibe of the atmosphere and the people, and you're having a good time, and you'll have a good time tomorrow as well, maybe watch some college football games. But what's your vibe right now on the Steelers winning the football game? What's the vibe around whenever you're talking to Steelers fans there about the Steelers' chances of beating the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday?
It's funny because whenever I left on Wednesday, I said, yeah, I think the Vikings are going to win like 28-17 or something. I'm all for the vibe now, baby. The Steelers are winning this ball game. You're going to have like 65,000 Steelers fans there. And why would you come all this way, Aaron Rodgers, if you're not going to win this football game? I do think Steelers fans are pretty optimistic. The Vikings fans that we've talked to don't really know what to expect out of Carson Wentz. They didn't really think he did all that much last week, and he didn't need to. He might not need to in this game, but the vibe over here is people are drunk off of Guinness, and they're drunk on their Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's like a bowl game kind of atmosphere, you know, where like there's a ton of fans of the opposing team, but then there's a bunch of your guys around, and it's a destination. It's been super cool. And in our hotel, how about this? Jerome Bettis, Mark Bruner, talked to Mark Bruner for a little while. I mean, he's coming out here to see his son play, which is nuts because he played in 1997 when the Steelers played that preseason game in Dublin. And then Ike Taylor, James Ferrier, they're all up in the same hotel as us.
Nice.
And Bompiani,
who's
the biggest star out of all of them.
Nice, nice. So take me through the flight experience. Like, how did your flight go? Did you sleep? Did you watch a movie? Did you have any beverages? Did you talk to people? What was your flight experience like, and was your anxieties through the roof?
The anxiety wasn't too bad because I had a couple of Jamesons before the first flight.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I followed the door advice. He said, don't go with the beer. Go with the liquor because you don't want to get up pee the whole time, but you want to take the edge off. I took the edge off. The flight to Chicago felt like it lasted 7 seconds. And then the flight overseas was a long one, but I wound up actually falling asleep listening to some 93.7 The Fan podcast. Not that the station put me to sleep, but that's how I was entertaining myself. And then I watched A New Hope.
Oh, nice. Good. Well, I'm glad that you had a good experience, man. Like, you know, we were worried about you back here, and we didn't think that you were going to make it mentally. But it seems like you're in good spirits. One last question for you. If Broderick Jones, if he has a bad game, do you think the Steelers will bench him and put somebody else in at left tackle outside of the bye week?
That's a great question, man, because this is sort of after game one. I remember we were talking that this would be the time. Like, if he continues to struggle right before the bye week, like you get 2 weeks to prepare somebody else, maybe that's when you do it. And I would have thought that they wouldn't do it. But the more I think about it, I mean, if he goes out and he plays terribly against what is a great Vikings front and a tremendous scheme, if he plays poorly, they've already made a couple of changes. I mean, Cole Holcomb played instead of Wilson. I'm not drunk now, I promise. I'm just as windy as hell. It's too early to drink already. So they've made changes like that already. So if your 41-year-old quarterback's taking hits routinely, you got to do what you can to keep that guy upright. If he has a bad game, yeah, I think you do it, man.
I agree. They have Andrus Peat. They have Calvin Anderson. They have some other players that maybe could serve for that opportunity to take over that left tackle spot. All right, Crowley, get back to the festivities. Have fun. We will check in with you again on Monday. Have a good time, man.
Yeah, I'll have a hardwire internet connection from the hotel room, so we shouldn't have any issues then, pal. Thanks for having me on.
Sounds good. See you later.
All right, guys. Bye.
Was he nice to you on the phone, like before you put him through?
All right, good.
Good. Didn't know if he wanted to take any shots at you that, you know, he usually does throughout the week. But
no, it feels like when he's not here, he doesn't have as much control, so he needs me to, you know, because I could have easily been like, oh, whoops.
Right.
Go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he needed to be nice to me. Like, no, Callis, let me try this. Hurry up.
Well, that's good. I'm happy. I'm happy for that. Coming up next, sometimes it's time to call it quits. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Ryder Cup, it's off. It's going. It's rolling. Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, they're up 1-3 over John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. That is your update. This Ryder Cup update is brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
Ryder Cup, baby. Yeah.
If I didn't read that read or talk about the Ryder Cup, Callis, would you know what the Ryder Cup was?
Nope.
Would you think it was like a racing competition?
Sounds like one, but with the Y in there, Ryder is a name.
Oh, so you knew how it was spelled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. That's fine. That's fine. I'll let you pass on that one. It's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Sometimes it's time to call it a quits. And Russell Wilson, I was watching the broadcast last night of the Thursday night game, and Richard Sherman had comments about Russell Wilson and him getting benched and saying that, you know, without the Legion of Boom, which Richard Sherman was a part of in Seattle, Russell Wilson has a record of bad, really. He's like, basically, he had a really good defense whenever he was in Seattle, and that made him a really good quarterback. And, you know, I'm not going to fully agree, but I see where he's coming from. Russell Wilson had really good players around him whenever he won Super Bowls. Tony Gonzalez said that he might be the one player that has played himself out of the Hall of Fame. We'll see, but I do tend to believe that. I think Russell Wilson has played himself out of the Hall of Fame discussion and being a Hall of Famer. I think it was time to call it quits after last season if I was Russell Wilson. It's not about money at this point. It's more about ego, I feel like, and it just didn't work out. And sometimes when things come to an end, you just say, you know, that's it. That's it. I don't think there was any point for Russell Wilson to play football this year. After last year, you wanted to do your makeover, try to go out on top, didn't work out, time to call it a quits, man. Because then you're starting to put yourself in situations like you're in right now where you go and you put bad film out there, you play bad football, you get benched for rookies, and now he said he's still going to probably try to play. I don't know who's going to want to sign him, but the more and more I think Russell Wilson plays, the more and more the conversation is he's probably not a Hall of Famer. So sometimes it's time to call it quits, and I think Russell Wilson, after his stint with the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, should have called it quits and just rode off into the sunset and, you know, let everybody figure out what they want to do whenever he is eligible for the Hall of Fame. But I think the more and more he plays, the less and less that happens, and that's unfortunate for him. All right.
Did you know I got fooled this morning?
Did you? With what?
Because I woke up. And one of those fake Twitter accounts said, Russell Wilson to retire. And I almost believed it. And then I was like, oh, let me check the name on this. It was fake?
Yep. Yep. That's a tough deal nowadays, especially with the blue check mark kind of just being what it you know what it is, where you could like pay for it. Before, you could discern what was real, what was fake. Like, because if you had a blue check mark, it's more like you had the credibility. Now everybody has it, and there's all these fake accounts. Like, that's where I just can't stand Twitter or X. Like, never know what to believe. Never know what's real or not anymore.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I see. I understand. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's one thing that I think is an easy fix and should be fixed about Twitter or X, is the credibility of some outlets or people that, you know, won't fool you, and it actually is real. All right, coming up next, Pat Bostic and Chris Carter, who is in Ireland. They join us on the Fan Morning Show. First Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 75, low of 61, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 59, overcast. Oh, man, it's great for the pick game. Thank goodness it's not going to rain. Well, hopefully it doesn't rain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.